The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's now time for the Living Word Church of God in Christ broadcast with Pastor Derek Lomax.
In Isaiah 41, starting at verse 15, God says, "Behold, I will make a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff." A new sharp threshing instrument. A threshing machine. Jesus Christ is the ultimate new, though he has existed from eternity past. He has always existed. But I believe he is new and brand new in your life. Sharp, not dull, not inactive, but sharp. You know how the word of God is sharp, it's quick, it's powerful, it is active, it cuts through the rubbish, it cuts through the fog and the haze. The word of God, that sharp sword that goes out of the mouth of Jesus Christ, removes all obstacles, removes every hindrance. There is nothing that can stand in the way of the Lord when we surrender to him. Every mountain will be removed. Come on now. Every hindrance, every obstacle to your deliverance shall be removed. God wants us delivered. He wants us free in him. Therefore, the Lord is that sharp threshing instrument, separating fact from fiction, truth from lies, reality from fantasy. He separates. Yes, he separates sheep from goats, wheat from chaff. On the real, because Jesus is real. He said, "Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away." Everything that is light, everything that has no substance, everything that is not like God, the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord. Thou shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. This is the Lord's doing, and is marvelous in our eyes. Only God can do it, therefore only God shall receive the glory. Give God the glory for the great things he has done in your life. When your lawyer couldn't help you, your doctor, your counselor, your therapist, your employer, when no political power could help you, Holy Ghost power delivered you. Saving power set you free. The power of the Most High God intervened in your situation. Now God can do it anytime he wants to, but we must surrender to Christ. Here it is, you have that sharp threshing machine, and you won't even turn on the power. You keep it locked up in the barn. You keep it hidden and under wraps. No, release the power of God. Release your power praise. Release your powerful prayers. Release your powerful faith. God gave you that faith. God gave you that power. God put within you the mind and the means to pray and to seek Him. He said, even if the poor and needy, they need water, and there is none. God said, I, the Lord, will hear them. I will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places. Oh, my goodness. You know how sometimes those that have it want to keep you from getting it. They want to stop the flow. They don't want it to trickle down to you and your level. But God says, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of valleys. So high places and low places. The valley is the low place. But Jesus is still what? The lily of the valley. He's not just the God of the mountain. He is the God of the valley. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness therein. He is the way. He makes a way. He will create a way. He's too sharp. He's too sharp for the devil. And he wants us to be sharp. So yes, iron sharpens iron. But you got to have iron in you. You were made for it. You were built for it. And God has ordained for you to be free. I'm speaking to you, but I'm speaking to me as well. This is a two-edged sword. It cuts both ways. It cuts coming in. It cuts going out. It cuts the speaker. It cuts those who are being spoken unto, so that God can be all in all, so that God can get the glory in all. Hallelujah. And when God removes the rubble and the stony places and the stony hearts, that's time to sow. Sow into the things of the kingdom. Sow into things that are eternal. Sow into things that bring and give God glory. I'm not just talking money. Sow your time. Sow your talent. Sow your entire life into the ministry of Jesus Christ, into the kingdom of God. That's why God ordained a new. Is new to you. If you never used it before, it's new to you. It may have been here all along, but for you, and sometimes for me, it's new. But oh Lord, look at the power that is unleashed. Look at the glory that is unleashed. Look at the glory that is revealed. That's why God has allowed us to see that we do not have to be bound. We do not have to be stuck and stay stuck, because God has ordained some power in our behalf. God said, I will make thee. Now, I applied it ultimately to Jesus Christ. But in this verse in Isaiah 41 and 15, when he says thee, that's plural. That's me and you. That's you and me. That's us. That's we. That's not just one person we're waiting on. I can't wait till this one comes to town. I can't wait till this one speaks. No. Let the God of the universe speak through you. He has given you His word, His playbook, His master plan. It's yours. You're not using it to try to get over. You are operating in it to bring healing and deliverance into your life and into the lives of those you love. So, operate in the power of the Spirit. Watch this sharp threshing machine, this instrument. this mighty, powerful instrument in the hand of the Master Creator, the Master Planner, our all-knowing, all-wise God, and let God go to work. Let God go to work in our lives, and again, in the lives of those we love. We are praying for somebody. We need to allow God to work on them. We need to allow God to have His way in their lives. Don't hinder God. When God starts moving, don't stand in the way. Get in the move, but don't stand in the way. Allow God to have His way. Allow the Lord to operate. And He knows how to do it. Separating soul from spirit. Hallelujah. I always say your spirit is you responding to God, but your soul is your personality and how you respond to the world around you. But sometimes we let our soul get in the way of our spiritual blessing, but God is bringing order. God is bringing things together. God is tearing us up so He can make us all over again. He's removing stony hearts. He's removing hindrances. He's removing the handwriting of ordinances that were against us. He nailed it all to the cross of His Son, Jesus Christ. And we have placed our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the operation that Jesus is performing in our lives, whether He has to use a hacksaw or a laser pinpoint needle. He knows what to do. I know a God who can fix it, and He can fix it for you. Allow Jesus to have His way. Don't stand in His way, but get in the move of God. And when you see Jesus Christ moving, don't try to distract Him. Don't hinder Him. Don't mock and ridicule and laugh to scorn. Let Jesus fix it for you. Let Jesus allow blessings to flow, healing to come, deliverance to come. And yes, if we do this, we will all be eternally glad that we did. Goodbye, and God bless you until next time.
Thank you for joining us for the Living Word Church of God in Christ broadcast with Pastor Derek Lomax. The Living Word Church of God in Christ is located at 12 Westlake Avenue in Daly City at the corner of Mission. You can reach the church by calling 650-757-3500. Thank you once again for listening, and we look forward to having you back to this broadcast of Living Word Church of God in Christ in Daly City.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.